Welcome to Open ELMS Podcast, turning your learning into a conversation.
So excited to jump into this. We're talking about excelling in customer-facing roles, and the material kicks off with a really bold statement.
It really does. It calls exceptional customer service the ultimate competitive advantage. Not an advantage, but the ultimate one. That's a huge claim.
Right? And the lifeblood of an organization. It's not just a department, it's the core of success. I think that really reframes the whole conversation from the start.
Exactly. It's not just about solving a problem and moving on. It's about creating memorable and positive experiences. It says your interactions directly shape the customer's perception of the entire brand.
No pressure then. So, if that's the why, where do we even start with the how? How do you build that foundation?
Well, it all starts with understanding. The course points to active listening, not just hearing the words, but concentrating on the verbal and nonverbal cues to get to the real, underlying concern.
Ah, so it's about reading between the lines, identifying those unstated needs. That's where empathy comes in, right? The whole putting yourself in the customer's shoes thing.
Precisely. Empathy is the bridge. It lets you anticipate what they need, maybe even before they do. But, you know, understanding is one thing. Communicating that understanding is a whole other ballgame.
I see. So it's not enough to get it. You have to show you get it. The content mentions clarity, conciseness, tone of voice, even your posture.
Everything. It all sends a message. A positive and professional tone, even when things are tense, can completely change the direction of an interaction. It builds confidence.
And that confidence builds trust. It feels like these first few points, understanding, communicating, and then building rapport, are like a three-legged stool. You need all of them to stand.
That's a great analogy. And building rapport is so much about personalization. Using a customer's name, referencing a past conversation, it shows you see them as a person, not a ticket number.
It makes them feel valued. Okay, but I have to push back a little here. Building rapport and having a positive tone is great when the customer is also positive. What happens when they're well frustrated or angry?
Ah, yes, the real test. The course is very clear on this. You need a calm and composed approach. That's where a systematic problem-solving method becomes crucial. You don't just react. You define the problem. You gather the info. You explore the solutions.
So you become a detective, not just a defender. I like that. It's about being solution-oriented. But is it always possible to find a solution that fits company policy and makes the customer happy?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? The key is offering viable and practical solutions. And a big part of this is empowerment, knowing when you can make a decision yourself versus when you need to escalate. The goal is always the best possible outcome for the customer.
Got it. So it's about navigating the system efficiently for them. And this ties back to empathy again, doesn't it? Leveraging empathy, as the course calls it, to build loyalty.
It's the secret weapon. Empathy can turn a negative experience into a positive one. When a customer feels genuinely heard and cared for, even if the initial issue was frustrating, they remember how you made them feel. That connection is what creates long-term loyalty.
That makes sense. And this has to apply everywhere, right? The course mentions different channels. Service isn't just one thing anymore.
Not at all. You have to adapt. In person requires great body language. On the phone, your tone of voice is everything. And then you have digital channels. Email, chat, social media, where you need to be quick, concise, and understand, you know, digital etiquette.
Totally different skill sets. What works in an email would be so weird to say out loud in person. You need to be a chameleon.
A communication chameleon. I love that. And to keep getting better, you need feedback. The course calls it an invaluable resource. You have to actively seek it out, through surveys or just asking, to find your blind spots.
So it's not just about getting a good review, it's about using every piece of feedback as a tool for personal growth. An ongoing journey, as they say.
Yes. And that journey leads to the next level, going beyond expectations. Not just solving the problem they came to you with, but actively creating value.
What does that look like? Like anticipating their next need?
Exactly that. Offering proactive solutions, a personalized recommendation, a helpful tip they didn't even ask for. That's what turns a transaction into a memorable interaction. It shows you genuinely care.
Wow. Okay, that's a high bar. To do all of that consistently, especially on a tough day, you'd need a really strong mindset.
And that's the final pillar. Maintaining a positive service mindset. It talks about cultivating resilience to bounce back from those tough interactions and using stress management so you don't burn out.
Because your attitude is contagious. If you're stressed and negative, the customer will feel it immediately.
Instantly. So, in conclusion, it all comes together. From understanding and communicating to problem solving and going the extra mile. All held up by a positive mindset. Your role isn't just a job. It's pivotal to the entire organization's success.
It really empowers you. You're not just answering phones or emails. You're building loyalty, shaping the brand, and driving success, one conversation at a time.
Couldn't have said it better myself. By applying these skills, every single interaction becomes a step toward lasting success for everyone involved. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.